The focus of the Power of Words program is to host an author who is writing on important topics of today. As the library describes it, this biannual program specifically examines topics that, quote, speak to the average citizen's ability to positively change the world in which we live, unquote. The Power of Words is a collaboration between the library and the Friends of the Library, and its September 2016 program, featuring Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis, is getting an award from the American Library Association for excellence in programming. The award is given to libraries that demonstrate excellence by creating a cultural program that engages the community and encourages active participation. Congressman Lewis, along with Andrew Aden and Bloomington artist Nate Powell, co-authored a three-part graphic novel about the civil rights movement titled March. All three were part of a Power of Words discussion attended by more than 1,600 people. I spoke with Library Director Marilyn Wood and the library's communication manager, Michael Herger, about the Power of Words program. Can you tell us a little bit about the program and how it specifically engages the community and encourages participation?
Certainly. So the Power of Words has been a program with the Friends of the Library for a number of years. And we do it as an action item. So it's read, discuss, meet, and act is the format for Power of Words. So the most recent one, for which we won the award with John Lewis, Andrew Aden, and Nate Powell, was really an opportunity to engage the public in a number of ways. Not only did we have them here to speak, which was a very exciting event, but we also had wisdom circles around the community. There were opportunities for students in the school system to be involved with reading the March graphic novels. We also engaged with IU with a couple of classes that were in lifelong learning, and we had the art museum involved as well. So there were, and there, probably other things that I'm even forgetting, but there were opportunities for many book discussions and meet, discuss, and act.
And the program that you presented last September that with Congressman John Lewis and his co-authors for that graphic novel, March, how did you engage the public to then go from the presentation with Congressman Lewis to actually being engaged in their community and in their world?
I think part of it was just the posing the questions about, civil rights in particular. Obviously, that was... Congressman Lewis was very compelling in his presentation, just to talk with everyone about the importance of voting, about the importance of being involved in your community, of understanding what's going on in the world. So I think it was almost a challenge to those who were in attendance to do that, and the League of Women Voters were there to register people to vote, and the line was long afterwards. So I think that was a very direct act immediately following. And then other things, just a continued conversation in the community about civil rights, which the library, we have, I don't know that we have done a great job in terms of bringing people together on an ongoing basis about that, but we do hope that we're always that place of civic engagement and community involvement and just continued involvement with the League of Women Voters and other organizations such as that to keep people involved, I think, is our role right now.
So the award also requires that the program have a measurable impact. How do you measure a program like this, the impact of a program like this?
Often it's just through surveying. So we had people who attended each of those things fill out surveys or write later, and we asked them very specifically what they learned and how they expect to use it and if it's changed them in any way. And we had very positive results to that. We did have several hundred people who responded in very positive ways about how it had made them think or continue to act or do something differently. So often it's just an ask from the people who participated.
And the award carries a $5,000 prize. What plans do you have for that prize money?
We will be supporting the next Power of Words event so that we hope to continue to have those community engagement and lifelong learning opportunities. So we will be bringing Jamie Ford as our next author for a Power of Words event later this year.
Do we have a date that, or a month that we might be able to look toward?
November.
Michael, tell me why Jamie Ford, who's an author of Chinese descent, why he was chosen as the next Power of Words author.
Jamie Ford was way at the top of our list for a number of reasons. One reason, students at Bloomington High School South will be reading it next fall, so it'll be a wonderful way to continue our partnership that we have had with the schools, where we've been providing them with free library cards, and also had a really invested partnership with The Last Power of Words with John Lewis. And we also wanted to continue our partnership opportunities with IU and their the semester theme in the fall of 2017 is diversity, difference, and otherness, which are all topics that connect very heavily to Jamie Ford, especially his most popular book, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, which is a novel that touches upon the Japanese internment camps during World War II and sort of modern issues of being Chinese-American and of Asian descent in America.
And this is a biannual program. Do you just focus on one author each time you do the program?
Typically, that's what we do. We may be looking at a little bit longer program this year. It's in the planning stages right now. Really as a more thematic approach to immigration issues.
So you said the program was still in the planning stages. Are there any tidbits you can give us about events that might be involved?
We'll be having book discussion groups again, and we hope to partner with the RU Art Museum again for a gallery talk. We will have an author visit program and other things like that, but I don't have specifics for you yet.
And where will we go on the library's website to find out more about the Power of Words program?
The print library has a Power of Words site, or you can go directly to mcpl.info, and if you go to the friends page, so it's mcpl.info/friends, you can find Power of Words listed there.
As long as we're talking, are there any other programs in the works that we can look forward to seeing, new programs from the library?
Oh, we always have new programs at the library. One of the fun things that we're working on right now is our new book bite, which just arrived last week, and we will be doing programming in the community soon from it. A summer reading program will be kicking off at the end of May, as school gets out, for all ages, in fact. We have it not just for children, but for all ages.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.